This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Patient hearing mistakes to avoid when dealing with chronically negative people. Why your silence isn't enough when chronic negativity fills the room. In short, patient hearing with chronically negative people is not about endurance. It is about staying present without becoming passive. Silence is not the same as listening well. It can signal agreement with patterns you actually want to change. Most patient hearing mistakes feel like kindness in the moment, but reinforce negativity over time. The fix begins with one honest, calm response, not a longer stretch of quiet. Definition: patient hearing mistakes are errors in attentive listening that occur when a person absorbs chronic negativity without setting a clear, compassionate limit on the exchange. Rather than helping, these mistakes often deepen negative patterns by giving them an audience and no honest response. You thought you were handling it well. You stayed calm. You said little. You kept showing up. Then one afternoon you realized you had been dreading the conversation for 3 weeks, and the other person had not changed at all. That is the moment most people discover their patient hearing was not working the way they believed. Dealing with chronically negative people tests your capacity for attentive listening in a specific and punishing way. The problem is rarely that you are impatient or unkind. The problem is that the patient hearing mistakes most people make feel virtuous while you're making them. They look like tolerance. They look like compassion. They look like the high road. Understanding which mistakes you're making and why is the first move towards something that actually works. Where these errors feel like virtues. Here is the truth of it: most patient hearing mistakes are invisible because they masquerade as good behavior. Staying quiet feels respectful. Nodding feels supportive. Absorbing everything without pushing back feels generous. That is precisely why these errors persist for months, sometimes years, before anyone names them. Chronic negativity is also slow. It does not arrive as a single outburst you can respond to clearly. It seeps in, conversation by conversation, until the pattern is so established that stepping out of it feels rude. By then, both people are locked in roles, one complaining, one enduring. Neither role is helping either of them. If you are reading this, you are probably not someone who dismisses difficult people. You are someone who tried too hard to be patient, in ways that quietly made things worse. That is a different problem, and it deserves a different kind of honesty. 6 patient hearing mistakes that quietly reinforce negativity. 1. Treating silence as the goal. The mistake: you say almost nothing during a conversation, believing that a quiet, attentive presence is what a good listener provides. Why it happens: you were taught that listening means not interrupting, and with a chronically negative person, jumping in feels confrontational. Why it matters: silence without response signals acceptance. To the negative person, your sustained quiet reads as agreement. Nothing shifts. What to do? After a few minutes of genuine listening, offer one calm, specific observation. I notice we come back to this same point most weeks. What would actually change it for you? That is not interruption. That is real engagement. I spent years thinking staying quiet was my strongest tool. It was not. It was just the most comfortable one. 2. Nodding on autopilot. The mistake: you maintain eye contact and nod regularly, but your attention has drifted. You are managing the conversation physically while mentally disengaging. Why it happens: listening to the same complaints repeatedly is genuinely exhausting. Your body learns to perform attentiveness while your mind seeks relief. Why it matters: the person across from you senses the absence, even if they cannot name it. The conversation grows louder or more extreme as they unconsciously try to reach you. What to do? Give yourself permission to listen for a shorter, defined stretch with full presence, then respond, rather than enduring indefinitely at partial attention. Quality of presence matters more than duration. 3. Absorbing every complaint as equally urgent. The mistake: you treat every grievance as something that deserves the same weight, drawing each one out with follow-up questions and empathic responses. Why it happens: you want to be fair and thorough. You do not want to minimize what someone is feeling. Why it matters: when everything is treated as urgent, nothing can be resolved. You are training the person to produce more material because more material produces more attention. This is the most counterintuitive mistake on this list because it looks exactly like excellent listening. What to do? Practice responding to the category, not the individual complaint. It sounds like you are feeling consistently undervalued. That is the real issue, is it not? This narrows the conversation towards something that can actually move. This one took me a decade to see. I thought I was being thorough. I was feeding a system that needed redirecting, not expanding. 4. Confusing endurance with empathy. The mistake. You stay in conversations far longer than is productive, believing that leaving would be callous or dismissive. Why it happens, you genuinely care, or you fear being seen as cold. Both reasons are understandable. Neither makes the extended conversation useful. Why it matters. Emotional labor has a limit. When you push past it, you do not become more empathic. You become more resentful, less present, and eventually you avoid the person entirely, which helps no one. Avoiding difficult conversations entirely creates its own damage. What to do? Give the conversation a natural, respectful shape. 15 minutes of genuine, focused presence is more valuable than 4 to 5 minutes of diminishing returns. End clearly. I need to get back to my work, but I heard what you said. 5. Never naming the pattern itself. The mistake. You respond to the content of each complaint, but you never address the repeating structure of the conversations. Why it happens. Naming a pattern feels like an accusation. You do not want to say you always do this and sound like you are attacking someone's character. Why it matters. Without naming the pattern, you are responding to an infinite stream of individual complaints, each one disconnected from the last. Nothing changes because nothing is being seen clearly. If your team is experiencing this dynamic broadly, de-escalating recurring conflict requires naming what is happening. What to do? Name the pattern without blaming the person. I want to be honest with you. I have noticed that most of our conversations circle around similar frustrations. I wonder if there is something underneath all of it that we have not actually addressed yet. That is a direct, compassionate move. 6. Preparing your escape instead of your response. The mistake. While the other person is speaking, you are already planning how to exit the conversation rather than what to say in it. Why it happens. You have been in this conversation before. You know how it ends. You are managing your discomfort, not the exchange. Why it matters. The person can sense your distraction. You miss the moments when something genuinely different surfaces beneath the complaint, and you leave having changed nothing. What to do? Before the conversation begins, prepare one honest response you're willing to give. Not a script to escape, but a clear sentence to offer. Starting a difficult conversation with intent changes what is possible inside it. The one root cause behind most of these mistakes. Each of the mistakes above is a symptom of the same underlying error, treating patient hearing as passive endurance rather than active, boundaried presence. When someone is chronically negative, our instinct is to give them room, to absorb, to wait, to not make things worse. That instinct is rooted in kindness. But kindness without structure becomes enabling. You're not actually hearing the person more deeply by staying silent and nodding. You are removing the friction that might prompt reflection. Genuine patient hearing is not about how long you can sit with someone's negativity. It is about how clearly you can stay present, respond honestly, and hold the conversation to a shape that could actually help. When that is missing, all the other mistakes follow naturally. Understanding how empathy bridges work in sustained communication can help you find the balance between warmth and structure. And if passive-aggressive dynamics have entered the picture alongside the negativity, addressing the behavior directly is a separate, necessary step. Are you caught in a passive hearing pattern? Read each statement and mark it honestly. Yes or no. After conversations with this person, I feel noticeably more drained than after other interactions. I rarely offer a direct observation or response during these conversations. I have been listening to the same complaints, in roughly the same form, for more than a month. I sometimes nod and make listening sounds while my attention has wandered elsewhere. I avoid this person when I can, even though I feel guilty about doing so. Nothing has actually changed as a result of my listening. I would struggle to say what I genuinely think about the situation they describe, scoring 0 to 2 yes answers. Your patient hearing is mostly on track. Watch for early signs of drift. 3 to 4 yes answers. You are in a passive hearing pattern. Name it and begin making small, deliberate adjustments. 5 or more yes answers. The pattern is established and it is costing both of you. One honest conversation, however uncomfortable, is better than continuing what is not working. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last. and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where to go from here? The first repair is smaller than you think. You do not need to confront anyone or deliver a prepared speech. You need to offer one honest, specific response in the next conversation rather than absorbing everything in silence. Try this before your next exchange with this person. Write down one true thing you have noticed about the pattern. Not a complaint about them, a clear observation. Then, at the right moment in the conversation, say it calmly and directly. I want to be straight with you about something I have been noticing. That is enough to begin. Common communication mistakes in teens often follow the same passive pattern and are worth reviewing alongside your own listening habits. If conflict has escalated further, the DEAL method offers a structured path through it. Patient hearing mistakes do not make you a bad listener. They make you a tired one. The difference between endurance and genuine presence is where the change begins, and now you know exactly where to look for it. Frequently asked questions. What are patient hearing mistakes? Patient hearing mistakes are errors people make while trying to listen carefully to chronically negative people. They include nodding passively without setting limits, absorbing every complaint without responding, and confusing silence with productive listening. These habits often reinforce negativity rather than reduce it. Why do patient hearing mistakes happen with negative people? They happen because most people confuse endurance with empathy. When someone is chronically negative, you try to be kind by staying quiet and absorbing everything they say. Over time, that passive approach signals that their negativity is welcome, which makes the pattern harder to break. How do patient hearing mistakes make negativity worse? When you listen without limits or response, you give chronic negativity an audience and no friction. The person learns that complaining produces attention and agreement. Your silence becomes a cue that the conversation can continue in the same direction indefinitely, deepening the pattern. What is the right way to practice patient hearing with difficult people? Patient hearing with difficult people means listening with full attention for a defined period, then responding with a calm, clear observation rather than absorbing everything silently. You acknowledge what you heard, name what you noticed, and redirect toward what can actually change. How do I know if I am making patient hearing mistakes? Watch for these signs. You feel drained after every conversation. You rarely respond beyond nodding. You avoid the person, but feel guilty about it. And nothing ever changes despite your effort. If three or more of these feel familiar, you're likely caught in a passive hearing pattern. Can patient hearing mistakes damage a working relationship? Yes, passive listening that never responds honestly creates a false connection. The negative person believes they have your support. You feel resentful and trapped. Over time, that gap between what is said and what is felt corrodes trust on both sides, even if neither person names it directly. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.